We back, episode 21. I'm Duno's World.
I'm Letty.
I'm Vic.
And this is our episode back after our live show.
Back again.
You were saying that it felt like forever, but
yes, it's been forever. Hold on, let me cover my hand. That my nails are falling off. So if you just see me with the sleeve, it's my strong
hand. She has the scary movie hand.
Yeah, dog. It happens. So, but yeah, we're back from our episode 20.
Our live show.
It feels like forever since I've seen your beautiful faces.
Facts.
And we had a great time. It was super great.
Amazing time. I had a great time. I remember telling Maximo that I was fucking just mentally fucking drained. Not like drained in a bad way, but in a good way. Like, I was just like, socially, I was like, oh, I just want to go home. It was like a long day and long night or whatever. And then I just went home, got some food, want to go kick it. Got a back rub and just fell asleep.
Wow.
And that was my way of celebration after a successful 20th episode.
You know, like, a lot of times, sometimes recaps, like, put the extras on, like, and make it look, like, better on purpose it doesn't show the crowd because it just shows like you on stage angles. But this was as good as the recap looked.
Facts.
The recap didn't do any extras on, like, how dope it was. It really was that dope.
Shout out both the recap. Yeah. I know my homie Mark. What's your homie's name, Maximo?
Jamie
killed it. The homie Jamie. Marcos killed it.
Yeah, shout out Marcos.
Yeah.
And bro, that was, you know, and then I love how everybody used the Amanda Perez one. At some point.
That became our signature. Yeah.
Our goal is to get Amanda on.
Yeah, facts.
Or have her perform at the next one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that would be fire. I feel like if we put
that in the universe,
I feel like if we put in, we could fucking probably book her.
Oh yeah, for sure. I feel like somebody's gonna hit her up pretty soon and be like, hey, like this podcast really loves your song.
Yeah.
And I threw it in there as like kind of ironically, because we had like sang the song on the podcast before, and they were like, oh, what song should we come out to? And I'm like, Amanda Perez, I just sent it. And then everybody's like, haha, very funny, blah blah. And then day of, they were like, so what song do we pick? I'm like, let's just do it. Why not?
And it worked perfectly.
It fit perfectly.
It fits us.
And the recap, I didn't even tell the homie to put that song in there. He used it. So like, everybody associates us with
Amanda
Perez Angel.
You know what's crazy? That she's not from out here.
Where's she from?
No, she's from
Arizona, like,
or what, Texas or something.
She's from like some little like county.
Yes, fact check, please, Maximo.
Can you fact check us, Maximo, or... Please, buddy.
Why she's from here? Why she's from
Pico and New York? After that song, because that song's really sad, and I like sad music, to be honest.
Yeah.
Indiana.
See?
She's from Indiana? They got Mexicans over there, for sure. I have hella family over there.
Did you guys see that Mexican NASCAR stuff?
No.
Yeah, like Mexican Grand Prix. Did you know that?
I heard somebody.
No, it's some like Mexican an one. Like how they have like the Kentucky Grand Prix or whatever Grand Prix. They have a Mexico Grand Prix. I don't know if it happened in Mexico. Correct me, because I know someone in the comments saw it. Or like, it's a thing out there. So it's a bunch of like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to say Mexican. Yeah, it's clearly race cars, but it's Mexican drivers. And I was like, oh, that's fucking cool. Or it's in Mexico. One of the things happened.
They race Mamalonas?
Yeah, it's NASCAR in Mexico.
NASCAR in Mexico, right?
Oh, that's crazy. So they have their own branch now.
And it happened this past weekend.
Fuck.
It was my first time seeing it, so I don't know how...
I can only imagine food being aprendido and beer everywhere while food are racing.
Well, it's like...
¡Aleta puta 20 mil, wey! ¡Verga!
It sounds like my dad, legit.
They're bumping corridos as they drive by their cars?
Yeah, facts. It actually puts to good use the burnouts people are doing. It's like, hey, you like burning out? Go fucking join NASCAR now.
Yeah,
fucking,
oh, God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They should race big rigs. Like, oh, hold on. Wait, we got to count in the Edgar Report.
In Edgar News,
this is going to be my section every time an Edgar
does event happens.
Yeah, I feel like I need to report all the Edgar News.
And they do a lot.
They're wild. They're wilding out these past weeks, right? So one of them thought he was playing Grand Theft Auto. He stole a big rig. That happened in LA, right?
Yeah, that happened. Well, it started in East LA, and I think it ended up in the OC. It was probably like the longest police pursuit ever. So
for a big
he
rig?
Did something.
It was comedy
for
because
just in general, they have like 10 hours long.
They have so much gas in there.
Yeah.
So he's going forever. Like everybody was tired. I'm sure he was tired. I'm not sure what his goal was.
Well, what do you think he was playing? Like some pesos, some suede.
Oh, for sure. He got the Bluetooth cracking.
Yeah.
He was connected.
Back to the bag.
He looked happy to be there. For sure, he looked happy to be there. And what did trip me out, we all tune into the police chases. Like, yeah. It's just some shit to watch. And low-key, we all root for whoever's about to get caught. Like, at least to see what he's about to be doing.
Yeah, we hope nobody gets hurt, but we hope it's entertaining.
Yeah, facts. And they kept, one of the main things that they do when there's a freaking car chase or police pursuit is that they throw the little spikes out. Oh, yeah. The thing that ended up happening, they had to throw so many spikes out because the front tires ended up crushing the spikes. It would never get to the other tires.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like, it's that heavy and that they would twist. Wheels. Yeah, they have 18. They went through 10 hours before they popped all of them. And that fool was still going. That shit's crazy.
I wanted to just know what his, like, exact goal was.
Right.
But I felt like it might have been, like...
to see if it came, Maka. That was his goal.
That's so...
No, completely. I feel like it was also, like, a... like, hey, look at the Edgar community. Look what we can do. Because he wasn't trying to hide...
Oh, so he did it for the Edgars.
Yeah, I feel like he did it, like, hey, like, look what we can do. We can drive trucks too, cuh. You know? Because he, like... he had his hoodie on, right? Yeah. He had his hoodie on. And then all of a sudden... it was like a driver reveal, like an Edgar reveal. It was like, oh, look, he has an Edgar cut.
He
like,
had the cabin light on, everything.
Yeah,
he wanted people to see him.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, and to drive those, you, there's like a certain way to start certain, like that big guy. Like, bro, he's a trained dude. He's like an inside job, man.
Oh, yeah, and he was young.
Yeah, they're saying that
you can't just pick up those cars and drive them. Like, they have like 18 gears and shit.
True. From what I read is that he, it was in the yard. It was in whatever food, was like a food company. And it was in the yard, and they got the call from someone like, hey, this fool just, like, drove off with the car. How else would he know where there's parked? He probably worked there or knows the person that works there, got it, took it. It had to have been some joyride shit, because what else?
Yeah, that's a long-ass
joyride. Unless he was stealing, like, a bunch of, like, frozen food from the, like, I don't know.
Maybe he thought it was a lick, maybe, and then he just didn't want to go to jail.
They were going to make hella bread off all that metal from the 18-wheeler.
And then I always...
but it's an 18-wheeler. It's not like you stole the Honda Civic and you could kind of hit the cuts. Like, fool, everybody can see you coming.
Right.
Like,
everybody knows where you're at right now.
True. I thought, like, I always think what happens to them after. We watch car chases, but we never know what happens. Clearly, probably jail. Mm-hmm. But, like, what... where are they now?
To be honest, you'll be... I mean, as a juvenile, like, I was like, there were a gang of homies that were in... and
police pursuits?
Yeah, and nothing ever... unless they have, like a... like, let's say all three of us go on a highway, like, let's say, a pursuit.
Let's see you two.
All three. And let's say you're driving, you're the only one that's going to go to jail.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
No, I'm saying, I'm giving it, like, you're the only one that will go to jail.
That's good to know.
Like, we won't go to jail. We'll get a ticket for joyriding. Well,
unless I don't know how true that is.
No, I promise you, it's true. Bro, look at it. Bro. And bro.
Okay. Yeah, no, please look at it.
No, trust.
So, three Edgars in a Mamalona.
Only one.
Only the driver goes to jail. Okay. Because there's the one running from the police. Mm. I technically can stop you from driving because if I do, you know what I mean? Like, trust. Unless you have like a gun, then you've got to figure it out. But even like at the block.
You've got to figure it out?
Yeah.
All right, so which one of us
who's
is
taking
it?
The blame? Who has the less charges? Who's
it's
the
always
youngest?
The one, bro. It's always the one that like has it. That's like, so how are we gonna figure it out?
Like,
bro,
it's yours.
Yo, I'll never forget. I don't think I've ever said this story, but it's funny. I got pulled over when I was like 17. I was in the homie's car. We were coming back from. You guys ever go to Club Dance? You guys ever heard of that?
Never heard of
that. Oh, that's like my generation. It was like this place in K-Town. Okay. So we snuck out, and then we were coming back, and then the homies were like fucked up, right? And they drove over a fucking drive-through like center divider.
Island.
Yeah. In front of the cops. Literally, the cops are like right there, and then they're like, "Oh shit, the cops, bro! Hey, be cool." And then they just drove over the center divider. I'm like, "Fuck!" I'm 17, and the homies are 17. The homies driving doesn't have a license, and they both have like hella pills on them. And then so, they were like. Damn, I got like 60 pills. So how are we gonna divide these? I'm like,
we're not. Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? How are we gonna divide them? Y'all sell them. And then it was just like, I got a baby on the way, bro.
Damn.
And I'm like, oh fuck.
Then they pulled that card.
They pulled that
That's
card.
That's a weenie card to pull.
Yo, and then I'm like, it's gonna be fine, bro. Don't even worry about it. It's gonna be fine. And then for whatever reason, like they let us go. Like they didn't check the car and shit. But like,
I'm right.
By the grace of God.
I knew I was right.
Read it, please.
Nearly riding in a stolen car without more cannot result in a criminal conviction.
That was one thing, but then...
Police Code 101. Or what do they call it? Penal Code? Penal Code 101.
Oh, can we call your homegirl as a cop? No. To confirm?
Actually, yes.
Let's do it, right?
We probably have to disguise her voice.
Yeah, of course.
Like...
Yeah, we'll get this guy.
Oh, we use the gangland voice?
Yeah. And let's see if she's not on patrol.
Damn. She's like, hold on. Why we? For the middle of the pursuit right now.
We should ask her about her experience with Edgar's.
Hello.
Hi. I have a police question, but don't worry. Okay. It's on the podcast, but we're blurring out everything. Duno is saying that if you are in a car chase, if you're just in the car, you're not the driver, you don't go to jail.
Unless you have a warrant or non-probation parole, you should be violated for associating with, like, the criminal activity, then, yeah, you could freely walk away from it.
Yes, thank what? You very much.
Okay, you're right. Okay, fine. No, but you were like, why?
Because, I mean, there's no way to prove that you are driving the vehicle without the owner's consent and that, you know, unless the driver's like, no, like, Lefty had a gun to my head and she's the one in the backseat, then you'll get wrapped up. But if you're just, like, some chick that was, like,
in the car,
up in it, yeah, like, it's not the safest thing to just, like, tug and roll from the backseat to get out of it. So it's, like, you stay for your safety, and it's, like, all right, you're telling me you have nothing to do with it.
Come on, I'll do this.
Duno said that.
Come on, I do this.
And I was like, that sounds way too crazy to be true.
Nah, yeah. True.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, but most of the time, if you're down the road to roll with somebody that, like,
stole a car,
I know, PNG, right?
Yeah. You're probably usually on
probation.
You've
probably done some shit.
Yeah, see, that makes sense.
Weed on you, you probably have a strap, you probably something, you know? Yeah. So it's like, most of the time, you're supposed to walk, but sometimes they do, you know?
Yeah. And it's literally like, go home.
Yeah, thank you. Like, we love you. You are so
appreciate
information.
You. Love you.
Thank you.
They were size zero.
No, but that's fine, though, because you are small, but that's the look that you want.
Okay, I'm going to try him on. I legit was so intimidated.
No, please don't. I did it on purpose. You're going to be like, I'll say that you got me smaller size because it's making my belly perfect.
Okay, I'll get back to you on that. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
She got me my first Lululemon leggings.
Oh, leggings. Yeah.
What's that?
They're like, you don't know, athletic. They're like athletic.
But they're like expensive. Like,
does
a pair.
Like, I know anything
Doug, wait.
They're for women, though. They're for women.
Oh, they're for women.
Yeah.
I'm going to go buy some.
Yeah, they're a lot.
I have some.
Yeah, no, like, these are for Forever 21, and they cost $9. Those cost $150 like for the plain black whatever.
For something you're going to sweat in?
Yeah, all the white girls bought it, and that's so why they're...
Ay, vergas?
Yeah, I've never... You've had them, Josh?
Yeah, well, no.
He's saying they're so comfortable.
They make sweats and shit. Damn,
Josh, you got money
I bought a girl some pair, too.
So. Yeah.
What?
Josh the trick.
With your betting money?
Nah, this was in high school, so yeah, I guess I was a trick. But yeah.
I've never had that much money to buy someone $100-something leggings in high school. Go ahead.
That's crazy.
I'm buying them at.
Yeah, so that's what Lululemon is. Okay, but you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now that we're talking about clothes, should we do CNR?
We're not talking about clothes. I don't know if we're
going to. Oh, yeah, no. So, in related Edgar news, they're trying to ban the Edgar cut in parts of, like, Texas.
That's so funny. Huh?
It's not out here, too?
No, just in Texas.
I think it was just in Texas.
There's, like, a whole petition going around that they're, like, saying it distracts. It distracts, like, classes, and it starts fights.
That's low-key.
Kind of weird.
It's kind of racist. Yeah, it is kind of racist.
Yeah, because it's like saying it's
what
like...
What ethnicity gets the Edgar cut? It's not Mexicans. White boys. Yeah,
Latinos.
Yeah.
They should ban the Jack Harlow cut. That's what they should do.
Hilarious. Yeah, that's like banning the Jack Harlow cut.
All the difference is, like, one's hair is straight while the other one's curly.
And what's really crazy is, like, when I think of Edgar's, besides the one that stole a big rig, I don't think of illegal activity. I think of just fucking teens, like teenagers doing teenager shit. The baldies are the ones doing some crazy shit.
Nah, it's switched.
I think it's switched. I think it's switched. Like, the baldies are more wise.
The Edgars and Cholos?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
There's Cholo Edgars?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I thought they wear fake shit.
Why do you, do you think the older generation hates the new? You fools don't know about, because you know fools have blamers with skinny. With skinny jeans. You get what I'm saying? Like
with the BB Simon belts.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
It's just a whole new generation.
Like fucking their shoes cost more than their blamer.
Dog, I thought...
Like the shoe cost more than the gun now.
I don't know the cost of guns. So.
It ranges pretty high, but shoes be costing a lot now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This is news to me. I didn't know Edgar's were children.
Yeah, no,
but I think Edgar's in L.A. are way more different than Edgar's in... Texas.
Yeah.
Because, well, first, going back to the school thing.
Yeah.
It's our hairstyle.
Yeah, because that's like saying
it's
like
weird.
Yeah.
Let's say in the future, like let's just say like an editor goes in for an interview, they go like, huh, you're cut, never mind.
Yeah. It's not like it's tattoos or fucking
We should find a way to like tie it back to our like heritage.
Oh yeah, something. Like our Aztec warriors.
Yeah, Aztecs had the Edgar cut. You know?
Yeah, actually, I feel like they might have.
They might have. Yeah. Well, I don't know, Angie. How did they happen?
Like, be honest. Would you like hire Josh if he had an Edgar cut when you first?
I love Josh's hair.
Okay, but if he had the Edgar cut.
Yeah, because I just found out Edgar's are cholos.
Okay, yeah.
I thought Edgar's were just like little jerkers.
Would you, knowing that now, like, let's say Josh had the Edgar cut, like, would you watch the Tequila Josh Mandala around
Josh.
Him? Would you be like careful with the tequila around him?
Josh has his own. I'm careful with the tequila mandala around him.
Okay, I just wanted to know.
Yeah, but man, free the Edgar haircut in Texas.
Yeah, yeah, it was funny. I kept getting tagged in the comments. Like everyone that posted, they were like, "It's your fault, fool. It's your fault." I'm like, I'm an ally of the Edgar community now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, if I have to, I'm gonna have the Edgar cut.
Yeah, like Edgar cut is not a gang sign though. Like.
It's just like, you know, like, yeah.
It might be like a press ratio. You know how the homie does like the press ratio? If you have an Edgar cut, that might be, you might be more liable to be pressed.
Yeah.
In 2021.
Who knows?
Wow.
Yeah.
Free the Edgars.
But we do have Texas Edgars are pissed at LA Edgars. There was a video shared in our chat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you shared it.
No, it wasn't me.
Oh, it wasn't me.
I didn't watch
Who shared it?
Who shared that one?
Anybody?
I forgot what it was.
It was you, dude.
No, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
But it for sure wasn't me.
I don't recall that at all.
Real quick, fact check on the thing, just because.
This ain't nobody believes me. Fact check.
It was Vic.
Yes, Vic. It was Vic. Fuck off, Vic.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. Shout out to the dude.
Oh, that dude. Yeah, okay,
he actually a real one.
That shit was funny.
Yeah, but he was like, I just got some Edgars real quick. But the way he said it was just the funniest thing in the world. But yeah. I don't know. I'm with all the Edgars, man. I fuck with all the Edgars. I've been to Colorado.
Wait, what's the video? You didn't do a great job explaining.
Oh, the video is just like some older, older generation cholo was like, "Yeah, man, I just got out some Edgars real quick," and that they were saying that the Edgars, they were saying. I think he was saying that the Texas Edgar was saying that they're the real ones.
They're the original Edgars.
That's the topic.
Yeah.
The OEs.
Is that true?
I don't.
We need another Edgar expert.
I don't know.
We'll be back next week.
I feel like I saw Dough Man with that cut before I ever saw Peso with that cut. So.
Oh yeah, Dough Man does have that cut out.
He been have that cut.
You know, now that I think about it, there is more people in Houston
that look like that.
That have that cut than in LA. Yeah. Yes.
And the shit in the back too.
Yeah.
And oh
yeah,
the mullet. There's this glossy. Mullet,
yeah. Yeah, they for sure put like baby oil on this shit.
Styling gel and shit.
Baby oil?
La Vela, la Bella.
Fuck it, what's it called for? They put a hoodie on everything they eat so their hair could be shiny. Did you guys ever do that for your dogs?
What's your favorite hood hairstyle? Like for girls, there was the baby oil. Then there was the fucking hairspray that you scrunched up.
Oh, that was like a Chola classic.
Yeah. With the mousse?
Yeah, with the mousse.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys ever know somebody that was allergic to mousse?
No.
Well, one of my homegirls I went to school with, like, she, like, her hair looked fire like that, but she was, like, always, like, got itchy or something because she was somewhat, like...
Oh, wow. Yeah. It irritated her.
Stuff. But...
Yeah.
Like, bitch, shut up. We in class. Damn it.
Do you have a picture of you in high school?
Somewhere, yeah.
Because I found a picture of me, like, in the glamour shots, like, with my little Cholita friends and then my Cholita homie. And I saw you on you post your picture of your first day out of juvie.
Yeah.
I want to put them side by side.
Oh yeah, I have one posted like how you posted with your homegirls.
Yeah.
I have one posted where it's like me and then
you know. Did you ever do the mall shots, the mall photos? Come on, Vic.
No, I didn't.
But you never did one where like I have one where it's like me, the homegirl. Like you know how girls used to like when there was only girls that like squat a little bit. And then it was the other homie right next to her. And we're like in the middle of like the like black top. Yeah,
we put those together.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me post that.
I'll send
them. Come on, Vic.
I didn't have them. I didn't have those.
Vic was in Downey. They were in class.
Yeah, I was in Downey. It was a little different. Like, we didn't have like
the shit. I was in Glendale, Don.
Glendale be cracking.
I wish like they had more shit like that in the mall, like, but they didn't really, like, not like that.
Oh, you're talking about when.
I feel like Vic doesn't want us to see how he looks.
Nah, it's
like,
a swap.
No, I look different. Like, I didn't have
Jersey Shore vibes.
Facial hair. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny.
Yeah. I had longer hair, for sure.
Damn, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you for the Edgar report. They're gonna be doing some shit every week, so I can see this.
We'll be back next definitely week growing. Yeah.
Facts.
But we can do CNR. Because we were talking about going shopping.
I think everybody in this room been here. I think we've all experienced. I have some great memories here, but it's gonna be Erros, Santiali, Los Callejones, and Las Fallas Padres.
Okay.
Yeah. What about Walmart? Arrival.
Isn't Santiali and Callejones two different things?
No, they're the same thing. Callejones.
But I know the Callejones to be separate from Santi.
Is it? No, I think it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing. Santiali
is more... like a whole area.
Yeah, like... Okay. Whoa. Okay, let's just say the fashion district.
Okay. Santi. Okay. Because I feel like that's a Mexican.
Yeah, because... Yeah. Well, real quick, backstory. I actually grew up in the Santialis. All my sister's first jobs.
Wow.
My dad's like a legend there, so whenever I go there, everybody always asks me about my dad. And I'd be like, yeah, he not doing, you know, but yeah, like I always go there, get shown my love. That's where I like shit up to like now, up to like a couple months back. That's where I used to get all my 501s. That's where I go get the pro clubs, the BB guns. Every time I want something like out of the ordinary that I can't find anywhere, I go there, show love. They'd be like, hey, el punk. As we call my daddy, el punk. I'd be like, ah, you know, you know. But yeah, legendary.
Santiali legend.
Okay. Yeah, Santiali. For real, you know.
So
I'm going to go with Fire Paredes as my rival, just because it was like, I'm going to go with Ross as a carnazada, because at Ross, you can always find the real shit for the low price.
Yeah.
And at Ross, you can take off the sticker, and it might give you a smaller price when you get to the to the register.
It's a good risk.
It's a good risk.
Yeah.
But it could be a win or lose. It could be if it, like, the price might go up, or the price might be $30 less.
Yeah.
Because the person at the register knew or something.
Yeah.
So Ross is going to be kind of, because to this day, I go to Ross, and it's fire. I love it there, you feel me? At Ross, you can find the most craziest shit. At Ross is actually where I go buy a lot of, like, gifts for my nephews and shit, because they have, like, big old cool, like,
toys.
Nerf guns and, like, some shit that they probably don't sell no more at certain stores.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with Santiali's as my Nino.
Okay.
Just because I have history there.
So Fayez is your rival. Why?
I don't know. I feel like I have a more intimate connection with Ross.
Okay.
And Santiali.
I'm going to go Ross. Ross is my rival for sure. Because the lines are always so fucking long. Like, it's unavoidable how long it is. And then also, now that I have a son, like, he always wants something from the toy section. So I always walk out of there, like, spending way more than I wanted to and waiting in a long-ass line. It's literally my definition of hell. So, but I did used to shop there when I was younger. But it's, like, it's just too much now. And then I would say Nino is Santiali. Because I really enjoyed going there. I just didn't go there too much growing up. Because it was kind of far. Like, you know, I was in Downey. Like, it was like, that was a mission. You have to wake up early. I wasn't trying to wake up that early to go.
Parking is horrible, too.
All that, yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And then, Carnesada Fice, but it is like, I went in there and spend so little money and get so many things.
Bro,
they had one in Downey across from the Stonewall Mall. And me and the homie would go in there and be like, okay, we're going to get a bunch of blank tees, this and that. The funniest shit was, like, we'll go home, and they're all, like, irregular. Yeah. Like, everything is, like, wrong. Like, the sleeve is, like, all, like, this one's longer than this one. Like, and we would be home dying, like, oh, shit, you dumbass, look at your sweater. This shit would be all crooked. Like, it was.
Imagine there was, like, halls of Fire Spiders. You know how they do, like clothes halls?
Yeah, yeah, like fashion
halls. Like, on the video,
yeah. Fire Spiders. I swear, all that shit was crooked as fuck, but we would always go back because it was hella cheap.
Yeah.
And we would do, like, the switching sticker shit, too. We would see something, like, $7. We're like, fuck that. I'm going to get it for two.
Yeah.
I literally walked out of there one time with, like, 20 pieces of clothes for $20.
Damn.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
they didn't say nothing.
And you know what's crazy? Like, so I grew up, like, in downtown. All of these places were always, like, we have to take an elevator down under, like, a building somewhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was, like, always cool. Like, oh, cool, we're going to go to Ross. Damn, I know, like, right next to it is, like, this or this.
Yeah.
So that was fire always.
R.I.P. the Fire Spiders and Downey. They just closed it and opened up a big-ass Foot Locker.
Damn.
It's over with.
What does Fallas Paredes mean? Paredes is wall.
I feel like...
What's Fallas?
Faulty?
Like fail?
Like, yeah, fire, like faulty walls? Like, maybe that's why all their shit is fucked up.
Like, maybe it was in the title?
Faulty clothing, yeah. I should have known, like...
Yeah, bro, like, fire,
what'd you expect?
Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Fayas, like, fail, right?
Yeah.
Fayo.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, we should have known.
Fucking shit.
Damn, now that I think
that's
about
crazy.
It.
That's crazy.
Yeah, fire, like y'all, like, so, then put us fires contigo.
You know what I was gonna call it? Well, I was gonna call it rival, because, like, when I would try to go shopping for, like, baby clothes, mm-hmm. that shit would be stiff as fuck. Like, the little pants and the little short set is, like, stiff as cardboard? Shit. Yeah, I'm like, goddamn, these shits are planchado like a motherfucker. And so I'm like, that shit, that's why it's rival for
that's
me.
Your rival?
Santi Alley, I feel like, is carne asada for me, because that shit is just always a good vibes. There's always music playing. Mm-hmm. There's always, you're gonna, like, I don't know, it just feels like tío tía vibes. It feels like good dogs. Time. There's a lot of, like, the low-key, like, if you can't afford, like, MAC or, like, the Kylie makeup, they sell it there and shit. Oh, but and it's then, not the real
and then
it another, has the packaging.
And then another thing, they're always, like, somebody just trying to sell, like, hey, man, Louis Vuitton.
Yeah,
like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Louis Vuitton.
Someone always trying to sell fucking, fucking curling iron wands and fucking straighteners and shit.
Those are my sister's
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
I swear to God, bro.
I for sure bought a wallet from there before I had it. It yeah. was like, I bought like a fake ass Louis Vuitton.
Maybe it's
there.
Good for like envisioning. Like you gotta mm-hmm. fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm. So you
and,
think.
And Santee's there for you.
So you think right. Santee Alley's like a big manifestation spot?
Totally.
Okay, I'll fire. Totally. I'm with that.
And Ross to me is Nino vibes because it never lets you down.
Never.
Ross is always, and then you always find something at a great price that you know if you went to TJ Maxx or Marshall's, actually would be like twice the price. And it's like, oh no, Ross got you. We used to play hide and seek in Ross in between the fucking,
yeah.
in between the clothes yeah. and shit. Ross is a fucking
lost,
good
you lose
time.
Your mom
yes,
there.
Like I ain't gonna lie. When I move out, I'm gonna go shopping at Ross. They got good frames for
yeah.
pictures.
Yeah.
They got great mats
they're
for like
great
$2.
Fucking prices.
Like, I fuck with Home Goods because I've been there once and I fell in love with it. Like, they have weird shit.
Yeah.
But I'm with the Ross shopping, you feel me?
But honorable mention to Walmart.
Walmart.
When's the last time you guys went to Walmart?
I actually went there
and
a week
what?
Ago.
And for what?
I went there because the homie had to go shopping. He was like, hey, fool, call
not
me to
you.
Walmart. Not me. But real quick story, I have like a very, there's no Walmart where I grew up, like in Echo Park, but we don't have nothing, literally. Like there's nothing, like we have to go to downtown for everything. That's
why. You have family, and family is everything.
Oh my God. I was so like, what happened?
That's the furious, that's Echo Park.
Like to me, the closest Walmart is all the way in Burbank.
Oh shit.
The one far. In Burbank. That's
yeah, to me that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but I remember in high school, we spend a lot of time, like, at the homie's crib and, like, at the homie's car and shit. So we used to put $20 each and just go buy snacks for his trunk. And we used to just eat them, like, during. We'll go to the truck real quick and get some food and shit. That's the last time I went there.
What about you, Vic?
The last time I've been to Walmart? Shit.
Who's the pavilions now?
I know.
Yeah, I don't. Honestly, I don't be going to Walmart. I'm not going to lie. I always would
the
rather go to Target.
The last time.
I can't even tell. Maybe, like, 6 months ago or something. Like,
there's knows? One Walmart that's a 24 hours. Out here, like, far. Like, it's, like, way. Like, I remember I had to drive, but my dad was going to Mexico. Also, my dad is the type that he'll get all the clothes we don't want because he's going to go give it away to
yeah,
all the kids.
Yeah.
I think that's our charity. Like,
yeah,
the fact. Clothes we give to, like, our relatives to take to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to get, like, actual new shit for him to give. Like give.
Yeah.
So I went to, like, a 24-hour Walmart. It's out here. I don't know what city it's in, but that was cool.
You know where the Walmarts be cracking at in, like, cities that nobody really goes to? Like, in Palm Springs?
Mm-hmm.
That shit is cracking. And it's, like, 24 hours.
Oh, like, cities that, like, that's their shit.
That's
like, that's
the
like
only
their, that's their mall.
Yeah,
yeah,
type shit. That shit, yeah, it's actually cool there. Like, there's mm-hmm. vibes. Like, people go out there, like, 9 o'clock. They be, like, scoping out, like, shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it be cracking over there.
And there's, like, no crime.
If you, there's crime, fool.
There's definitely crime.
There's
definitely crime.
There's never not crime around a Walmart.
Wait,
there's
random.
No crimeless Walmart.
Random. Did you guys ever get lost at the store when you went with your mom?
Always.
Yeah.
Well, you
it
have like
so
a
scary.
Story? Like, you were like scared for your
I don't life. Have like a real bad one, but I do have like anxiety problems when we're about to pay and she has to go look for something.
Oh, yeah. Like, and she leaves you there?
She leaves you.
What the fuck is your problem, lady?
Oh my God.
She's coming.
Mom.
Oh, she'll be right back.
Yeah.
She's taking forever. She
mom,
always
I'm
does
just,
this.
I'm just a little kid. I'm 21.
And then I hate that everybody's just looking at you like this. You're like, and if you try to play it out by just adding more shit, like, the candy's right next to the register, shit. Yeah. Ring this up, motherfucker.
Doug, I want to interrupt this broadcast to talk about how bum these fucking chips
they're
are.
They're good, right?
I don't want
I told
I don't
you.
Know who got them. Who
I
got them?
They were at 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
fuck, I should have got those.
These are like the from Mexico ones. Yeah. Like these say like the exceso calorías, exceso sodio. Yeah. Like, oh shit.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
No, I don't want to share. Like, these are really bomb. And I know I'm crunching and you're hearing the crunch ASMR style. ASMR. But these are so fucking good. Like, we got to go to 7-Eleven after and go buy
some. Yo, low-key, yeah, those are going to be our snacks. Hey, Ito,
because we didn't get a meal. Vic got his meal. We didn't get ours.
Don't worry, I have a sandwich with
you. Yeah. You know how you're always so nice and when you're on the way, like, hey, my sister's cooking. Do you guys want anything? Or like that?
Vic, váyase mucho la verga.
Yeah. Se la jala, wey.
My bad. I figured you guys
ate. Talking about eating.
I figure you guys ate already, but
at the block, they always be like, hey, you're hungry? Be like, yeah, it's a grande, wey, come verga. No, don't worry, no. Like at the block, we'd be like, damn, I'm hungry. Que estás grande, wey, come verga. I'd be like, oh. All right.
That's hilarious.
Damn. Lately, I've been, like, kicking it with, like, the carrilla just, for my carrilla, Spanish been getting a little better.
I like it.
Yeah. But I kind of never told you guys that. I was mad to tell you, like, I should let you like, I'm hungry.
Come verga.
It's like, I think come verga.
Hold on.
But yeah.
Yeah, so there's that. Let's just.
Are we going to make your announcement yet?
No, we have a lot to talk about, okay. And we, like, haven't even touched on it.
That's going
to
be at the end?
Okay, let's go. Don't You Know I'm Local.
All
right. So I saw this this story about Inglewood High School. The principal actually apologized because the football team at Inglewood High School beat another team 106-0. So she apologized that they beat them by too much. It was unsportsmanlike. And I'm like, dog, like, we're apologizing now for being good? Or
for
like
winning,
fucking kicking ass?
Yeah.
And fuck I guess that. They were up 53-0 or somewhere in the 50s at half.
Yeah.
So they just said, like, hey, like, we should have been easy on them. But teams can catch up in that. Like, yeah. if I'm a high school football player, I'm thinking, like, no, I'm gonna show out, or I'm going to make sure they don't win at all. Like, yeah. I'm sure that was a level of pride to them. So now that your principal's apologizing, I think it kind of could stunt your performance.
We can't be that weak. We can't be that weak as a society, apologizing for winning. Fuck that.
For a competitive sport.
Yeah.
Like, unless the rules absolutely say, like, after 60, like, call it quits or, yeah. But if that, bro, I'm pretty
that's
sure.
That's more on the referee. Refs.
When I played, and I'll tell you, water polo, the rules were actually, like, after, like, if you're up, like, 10, just, like, run out the clock, you know? But that was, like, actual rule.
Oh, that's actual rule.
Yeah, like, actual rule.
There's unwritten rules.
But Josh, what about you? Rules. You played high school football.
Yeah.
Would you have to stop if you're ahead a half?
No.
Yeah. Is never. There anything
run
like that?
Run it out their fucking
no,
throat.
No,
right?
Yeah, that's never been a problem. Yeah, you like him kind of run out the clock, but they're not gonna stop scoring. Like,
and honestly, what's wrong with shame? I feel like shame is good.
Like on the other team.
Yeah, like they should be so ashamed of themselves that they try harder the next game.
Yeah, no, I think I think that's weak as fuck. That's we lucky talked about it off camera, just us two were on the phone or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, that shit is weak. Like, fool, you took a... Your team... First, your coach needs to get fired. That's horrible. 106-0.
Yeah.
You need to find a new coach and just do more tryouts. Who knows? You might find the star and the kids you didn't give a chance to.
Facts.
Yeah, so Principal Debbie Tate issued a statement saying that her school's team did not conduct themselves with sportsmanship or integrity, and the final score was unacceptable. The team scored 56 points in the first quarter, and by halftime was up 83-0.
Oh!
The most controversial move came when Inglewood's head coach went for a 2-point conversion. Hold on. Let me finish.
I've played Inglewood before.
When the team was already up 104-0.
They wanted to. What did they want the score to be? 106?
I don't think they should be sorry. Like, yeah, like you guys are a little extra. But, like, you don't have to apologize for.
Never apologize
for. I'm. Bro, no. That's simple. We are. Man, I'm pretty sure we're all fans of sports. Like, bro, like. Running down their fucking throat. Obviously, like, you don't kick a dog down when it's down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, like, these dudes were, I'm pretty sure they weren't doing, like, no scandalous shit. Like, but shit, you, man, you won big, fool.
Yeah.
You win some, you lose
like,
some.
Tom Brady doesn't apologize for winning the Super Bowl.
It just is so crazy to
MJ's
me.
MJ's never apologized
sure it's
for
not
beating
the
team.
Oh, yeah.
And then I get it. The principal will probably have pressure on her. And she probably just has
yeah,
to
they face like, backlash or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. But,
it's like, now your student... A couple things. Your students are going to be pissed that, like, you, like, buckled under pressure. Or they're going to feel like, damn, they can't really win crazy.
Yeah.
But it's like, what if they were that good?
Yeah, because now they're going to be hesitant. Like, oh, 40 points, maybe we should
chill. They were
chill,
trying
like,
to break a record, probably. Yeah. Like, that's a motivation.
Shout out to that coach, though. Like, yeah, hey, we're going to do a two-point conversion.
Run that shit up. Yeah.
And then that coach must be coaching real good, because 106.
Yeah. Now no one to know who they played, but if your kid went to Inglewood High School, or if you go to Inglewood High School.
Morningside.
Oh, they played
Inglewood.
Like, that's some shit, too. Like, that's rivalry shit. Yeah.
We're
the better school in Inglewood. Yeah, man, fuck that shit.
Like, and if all your backlash is probably for Morningside, like, come on, dog. Like, you understand
how you earned that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, so it's not cool or culo. It's don't you know I'm loco, but culo, man. Don't fucking apologize for that.
Yeah, never apologize
for
that. Yeah.
Cool that you won, culo that you have to apologize.
Yeah, and shout out to the football team. We're proud of you.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Run it up.
Man, if y'all want to send us some tickets, we'll go to the next game.
108 next game. Come on. Facts. I'll pull up.
Imagine telling a boxer, before you knock him out, just stop. Like, no. Like, yeah. You finish like, him. Like yeah.
And you saw how Canelo ran at him?
Ran at dude.
When he smelled blood?
It's like the moves you make when the fucking piñata bursts. Like, oh, shit, let me go. Like, the way he ran at the dude. Yeah.
But, and it was amazing. I was seeing, like, some of, like, the back clips where it was like, oh, man, you can fight. Canelo was like, yeah, you're good. I know. Like, yeah. Like, bro, but he.
I respect your game. Bro, or yeah. I respect your
Canelo
style.
Literally finessed, bro, the whole. But I ain't gonna lie. Plan was giving him a fade, bro. Like, Plan wasn't, like, backing down.
He was taking the punches and his body showed. That's my thing is, like, Canelo is light. He's pale. So he turns pink. But this one was tan.
Yeah.
And you could see all the red on his side. Yeah. And you could tell that was Canelo's attack. Like, yeah. Let me get him here. Let me not, like, go at his ribs, go at his arm. Because yeah. Plant is known for his left.
Yeah, his jab.
Yeah.
Right?
He had a crazy jab.
Yeah. Like, and he was... Also, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And then, plus, he had, like, the high advantage. He was, like, 6'1", 6'2".
Tall.
Canelo was... By his side, he's 5'7", bro.
Yeah.
So he's not, like... Canelo was literally... Bro, Canelo had control of the whole fight.
Yeah.
He was... Canelo was...
I'm not gonna lie, I was scared a lot of the... I was... Yeah, this didn't come as easy as some of the other fights.
Yeah, no. I think Canelo realized, like, okay, like...
Yeah. I gotta wear him down.
Yeah, I gotta wear him down. And it worked out. I'm not the professional fucking boxer. I don't know. No, like, I'm not, like... in tune to, like, what strategy Plant had to do to fight Canelo and all that. But it looked like Canelo had control of the whole fight. But he was also aware that Plant wasn't no scrub.
Yeah,
he's
not going to go down easy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's a big-ass fool, too. 6'1", 6'2".
Yeah. He fought a great fight.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching it. It was a little nerve-wracking. Like, the further it went on, we're like,
dude, like, oh, shit.
He's not going down.
Yeah.
Going down. And mm-hmm. I'm like, the further it was going, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, because it's one of those things of, like, Canelo doesn't always go the distance because he usually ends the fights early. Right. So you worry about, like, a power puncher's conditioning sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Later rounds.
That, like, he might punch himself out, get tired himself. But now he seemed to, like, conserve himself just enough and wore him down to where it was, like, once he hit him with that body shot.
Yeah, fuck.
Then he hit him again. Then he fell. After that, it was just over with.
Hey, do you guys all have that? Or, like, know somebody that just be watching fights and be like... Man, I'll fuck that fool up.
Yeah.
You know somebody?
That, like, well, I don't
know. That's, like, I feel like that's any Mexican with pride.
I feel like that's every,
Yeah, like, I'll beat Canelo's ass. I'm going to fuck you up.
I feel like we'll all say, like, we'll all give it up to Canelo, like, oh, Canelo could beat everybody else's ass. But we all think we could maybe beat Caleb Plant's ass.
Yeah.
Maybe, like.
Yeah, Canelo.
I feel like, do you think you could take Andy Ruiz?
For sure.
See?
Oh, we need to see that fade. Yeah,
see, like, Andy Ruiz, just because he's, like, built, like, regular, almost.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, I can take that fool.
Yeah.
He'll probably knock you the fuck out.
We all think we have one good, like, right in us that'll just knock somebody down.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm fighting Andy Reid. I'm the swim banger.
The what?
The swim banger. Like, I'm doing the swim.
Oh.
Like,
But you can't hit the back of the head. Remember? That's like
Well, he's
gonna
be in front of me. But, like, yeah. But I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. But you'd give it a try. You'd spar.
Damn, I don't know. That fool can't be hitting me in the ribs crazy, though. Man. You know what I mean?
So he eats a Snickers before he fights. Like, you could take him.
Oh, yeah. I don't be eating
like
no
this
Snickers.
Fool, yeah.
But I don't think that fool eats chips. I'll be eating chips with. Who knows?
We're setting up the next fight. Hey, Triller.
Oh, Triller. Oh, that's going to go crazy.
Fuck Jake Paul and Mayweather. You need Duno
and Andy Ruiz. I know where he trains, too. We'll get some insight on him.
Isn't he an IE dude?
He trains in Norwalk.
Oh, okay.
But he's from San Diego.
Oh, okay.
No, he's from Imperial Valley.
Where's
in
that?
In between San Diego and, like...
The...
Us?
No,
In between San Diego and like
Palm Springs.
And Palm Springs area, yeah, and shit like that.
By Mexicali.
By Central.
Yeah, Central. Yeah, around there.
Cali, Lower Cali.
I only know that because of Narcos. They're like, hey, we gotta get the Imperial Valley.
Oh, hey, man! Shout out, Matt. I ain't gonna lie. We was talking, with the last episode, we were like, Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny a motherfucking guy in there.
He's a good actor.
I don't want to ruin it for nobody because I know it's still fresh. But
Narcos Mexico is available now on Netflix.
Everybody stream that.
But that was a fucking matón, way. That was a matón in the show.
In the show,
that was like, he going in crazy. And I ain't gonna lie, though. I like how he can still be himself. He's dressed as like fly. Like he tucks in his like pink collar shirt. Yeah. He playing with it like.
Yeah.
They did a great job with it. I love it. I'm a fan. That was considered a Narco Junior.
Yeah.
Narco Junior. I'm a fan. I love it.
I think I've watched all the Narcos like dating back to the Pablo Escobar ones.
Mm-hmm.
This has probably been my favorite season so far. I'm not done with it. I think I'm on like episode 7 or 8. But I think because it's a little more relevant to the times, mm-hmm. it's like early 90s. And then it's like people that we kind of know about already other shows, like El Señor de los Cielos is in it.
Yeah.
The Arellanos are in it.
The Arellano family.
Yeah.
Fucking San Diego part of it.
Don Neto. Yeah, Don Neto's in it. And then you have like the Narco Juniors, and then like they're in their like drop top BMWs.
Right.
They're
playing the things they think are cool, we think are cool.
Yeah, like I remember that era specifically. Like they're listening to like Faye and like shit like that. Like I'm like, oh, this is tight. That was that era. Then the way they dress, like you said, like they're on some like narco vibes that like how they dress now, but a little bit like more 90s ish.
And then you know what's crazy is that like they're like the bratty rich kids.
Yeah.
That are just killers. And like literally there's like a part, it's like early on in the I think in the episode 2 where
Spoiler alert.
I'm sorry. Oh yeah, Bad Bunny's getting ready and he's bumping like the Smiths, like boys.
It's like the whole Spanish.
I'm like, Bad Bunny.
Did you show your mom?
No, my mom's
listening like Spanish rock. It's pretty.
Porque estás viendo eso pinche cosa negativa, algo positivo, and I'm like, ah, this shit is positive. Bad Bunny, calladita, you know what I mean? I'm with it. I love it. I'm a fan.
It's history, mom. Yeah. I'm learning our history.
It really happened. Yeah,
it happened
when you were alive. Yeah.
Hey, do you have a hickey or something?
No, I just don't have a shirt under.
Oh.
At all?
No, because, you know, I'm shout out Pro Club. You know, you feel me? So my white tee got dirty on the way here. So I just threw it away.
What?
You just threw it away?
Wow, I like a chip Rich.
Stick. Just a chipstick, but it would have been under.
Yeah.
Nah, no, but you feel man.
Cap, give me your hat.
I don't have that. Give me your cap.
Yeah,
don't
judge me, brothers. Someone's capping. Shout out to Abrams.
Yeah.
Nah, that's tough crowd. It wouldn't even fit. But just know, you guys, Unlimited Pro Club, you're...
Okay, but so how does it feel to have a sweater on with no shirt? Some people wear it like that.
That's the worst.
I think that's skinny people do, but I'm one of those fat guys.
That my friend Van Lathan, he used to be skinny. He used to be fat. He wears just sweater, like hoodies without shirts under.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
And he thought everyone did. And I was like, there's two different types of people. Ones that wear a hoodie with the shirt under and ones that don't.
Oh, no, yeah, right now it just happened to be that I dirtied it. If not, I would have had a shirt.
That's my worst nightmare, wearing a hoodie with no shirt.
Yeah,
under.
That feels crazy.
You guys haven't tried it?
No.
You tried it, IG?
Get that.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
So one day what?
It was hot, and I'm like, fuck, I can't take it off.
Yeah, that was always my worst nightmare.
Oh, got you.
That was always my worst nightmare, being at school.
Middle of fucking November.
Having a hoodie on and you don't have nothing under, you're like, it's hot now, you know? Like. I just gotta rock with this sweater.
That was fire.
But congratulations to Canelo for becoming the unified champion in your weight class.
Facts.
That's the first time. Only 6 fighters have done that. 6 boxers have done that, and none have been Latino, and he's the first one.
Yeah.
So, like, you're making history in your own right, and it's making history for us. So, shout out to Canelo.
And if I want to congratulate him for singing to his girl after the fight.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. He's a lover man.
And the fact that he brought out Mana to do it.
That was hard.
Bro!
That was hard.
Bro, when he brought him out, I thought he was going to come out to Mariposa de Amor. I was so excited. And then he obviously just did the national anthem, but like in the rock version. Was it the, no, it was
El Rey. El Rey rock version.
In the rock version. I was like, man, I wanted to see you do Orla de la Camisa Negra. You know,
that's
Juanes. That was
Juanes. That was not Mana.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm back.
Bro,
you're gonna get killed in the
Even
comments.
Even Mariposa
for that.
Is Mariposa Traicionera.
Yeah, Mariposa Traicionera.
Man, fuck it. You should have came out to, oh, yeah, mi amor. You know, I would have been fired.
Okay.
Can you reach me?
Yeah, I can. Thank you, friend. But I like that you have a dollar this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I'm a stripper now.
I get tipped.
That's why he's not wearing a shirt.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, that's why he's not wearing a shirt.
Oh, I work easy access.
He works after this. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Canelo though.
Yeah.
It's dope having like it's a real sense of pride, I'm sure for you guys too, to have like to know that the best boxer in the whole world is Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
That's fire.
That's so fire.
Across all weight classes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and I think they're come up to him. And it was dude's birthday. ¿Cómo se llama el güey? Eddie? Is it Eddie, the trainer?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or Reynoso?
Yeah.
It was his birthday that day. And this is a dude that came up with, like, since he was a teen, he was training Canelo. And it's like, dude, here for your birthday.
That's hard.
I just won this fucking whole thing.
Made history.
Yeah.
Made real history.
I was watching the Showtime doc. So Showtime does like a series before the like leading up to the boxing match because it was a Showtime one. And Plant has like a lot of like Mexicans that fuck with him. Like in his side when he was telling his story, he has a crazy story though too. When you watch that, you're like, fuck, don't watch it now. You're gonna feel bad that he lost because like he has a really sad story.
What is it?
So like he had a child that died. Like, oh. So shit like that, like, very, like, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, yeah, see? And now you're like, oh, fuck, like, but he promised his child before she passed away that he was going to end up, like, being the champion, and...
It's not too late, yeah. He can still be a champion.
Yeah, I know, it's, like, sad, it's like, oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. But he, like, was cruising in, like, lowriders down the strip in Vegas, and then he had some, like Latino homies, like, yeah, you know, we fuck with Plant. Plant's gonna beat Canelo. It's like, where the fuck are you from?
Yeah.
I've never met a Mexican boxing fan that didn't go for Canelo.
Yeah, that's
like,
pretty
the
rare.
Fuck?
But there are those people that just like contradict what everybody's going for. Facts. They're like, oh, he's whack because everybody likes him. So
Josh.
Yeah. No, Josh bet on Canelo. He won money. All
right, where are you taking this way?
He won $600.
Obviously, Vic didn't bring his food, so you could.
Yeah. No, but yeah, shout out to Plan, shout out to Canelo. Narcos Mexico, we talked about that. Daylight savings. Okay, right now, did you guys, I feel like, I know I got here late like always, but I feel like I got here early.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but no, you didn't.
Yeah. My time is all up. I'm usually,
time is super off.
I didn't go out that day, but it's funny, I usually go out that day, and then it's timeless, like, or like priceless, being in the club,
mm-hmm.
And then it's one
shower.
And then it's one again, you're like, oh shit, yep. Here we go, bring another bottle.
True.
Like,
that's a good place to be at work.
It always happens at a moment, except for this year. I was
at the club during daylight saving.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't it crazy?
And no, my stupid ass left.
Oh, because like you thought it was regular time.
1:30, and then they're like, why are we leaving? I'm like, ooh, they're about to close, I don't deal with nobody when we leave.
No, they run
and they're like, 1 hour more, and I'm like,
let's go get food.
He had an extra hour to simp.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was, but that day I got yeah.
Yeah, I like daylight savings. I like this one because I know nighttime comes sooner, but I think I don't know. It feels later, but it's really earlier.
I don't like it, to be honest. I feel like I'm like least productive during this time of year. The minute it gets dark, I'm like, I don't want to do shit. Just chill, watch a movie.
I like
really.
It.
Yeah, I don't want to like do shit.
I mean, like cuddle and shit.
Yeah, more of that vibes. Yeah. Like I don't want to go out too much. And then it is cool waking up earlier though.
Yeah.
Like way earlier.
It's weird because it's like you're sleeping in, but it's early.
I like it. I like it in a sense to where
I don't
like
know if I'm making sense.
Yeah.
It feels like you're waking up at 10 and then you look at the clock, it's like, oh, it's 9 because the clock went back.
Yeah, in fact, I like it in a sense to where like even though it feels late, you like nobody has to go home or like or it's like, oh fuck, I can start drinking like at 6 now. Or something like that. But I don't like it in the fact to where like if I'm at home. And let's say I wake up from a nap like at 6, I'm like, damn,
scared.
It's dark. I don't even want to go out no more. Like,
I feel what you're saying.
And then it's true what Vic's saying. Like, I don't want to do shit at night. Like, I don't want to, like, upload videos or, like, hop on a conference call because I feel like I just want to go kick it because it's nighttime. But it's really.
Yeah.
Didn't we, am I tripping or did we as Californians vote to have daylight savings removed?
We did,
right? And so what the fuck happened?
Maybe we didn't vote yes.
No, I'm pretty sure we did.
Maybe
it said, like,
it
won.
Docket. Did it win?
It did, and then I think it went to Supreme Court,
and then... Fact check again. I think Arizona doesn't do the time change.
I don't think they don't do it no more.
We're going back and forth, but sometimes we have like an hour ahead or an hour back from them, and sometimes we're
the
same
time
frame.
I want it to just be regular time. I feel like normally if like normal time, if we don't do like the daylight savings and the other shit, it's like it's going to get dark around like 6 or 7, and like I'm totally cool with that. You know what I'm saying?
That shit was cool in school. Like, oh, yeah, you got 1 hour, yeah. 1 hour extra of sleep. But it doesn't really feel like that.
I don't know. I still think it feels cool. Like, it feels like, hey, guys.
But do you want to work more?
Back, spring forward.
Okay, but do you want to work
more? We work our asses all the time. We are always working.
I know, but do you want to work more or less during this time? Like, during the holidays and everything?
Less, because you wanted to
find less, right? Yeah.
No, actually, I'm my busiest this time of year because I'm shooting the calendar, because I'm, like, packing and shipping and all. This is my,
talking about being busy.
Shine.
Yeah.
Talking about being busy, pa.
I'm scared. Nah.
Why are you scared, dude?
Because we have to get into something sad, so let's.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah. Astroworld. I'll start it off.
Be careful.
Yeah, be very careful.
Damn, that shit is a sensitive subject just because it's such a big festival that's been going on for, I'm not sure how long.
I think a couple years. But that's not why it's sensitive. It's sensitive.
No, I know. I think just in general, though, like, it's like 8 people died. I think, like, 4 of them were, like, real life, like 14, 13-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And it's just, damn, it's crazy. I don't know how deep to get into it, but I've been at festivals or at shows where I've seen people faint before. Because obviously it's hot. Sometimes it's too packed. And even when you're on stage, I'm pretty sure Letty Vigor has seen this, but, like, even when I'm, like, hosting, I'd be like, oh, damn, let me get this girl. Or, like, her, like, stomach's against, like, the... Yeah. Or even, like, girls, like, they have boobs, right? So it's, like, their boobs are against the fucking... And I'm like, bro, she needs to, like, y'all gotta, like, give her space and shit. So I can only imagine how it feels. Fuck, like, 8 people died, and then, like... And like I said, things happen in life, you feel me? But certain things could be, like... somehow, like, avoided and shit. But obviously things happen, and, you know, we just pray for the families and hopefully they get through this and they figure out what was the issue, and other festivals and other, like, agencies that throw festivals could, like, learn from this, learn from other people's mistakes. And security might go up, it might be a little more strict, but, hey, that's better than losing lives. And especially when it comes to kids and shit, you feel me? Like, you never, like, imagine a 14-year-old probably got that shit for their... a ticket for their birthday, and then they never came home that night. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's things that could be avoided. Like, hopefully all the families. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not just going to be like, oh, cool, I'm over it. Like, no, it's going to take years, months. Maybe you might never get over it. But just know the Brownback team with y'all.
Yeah.
And RIP to those families.
Yeah, I think it's a tragedy all the way around. Definitely prayers to the families of the people that were, the lives that were lost. A lot of young people, you know, just... music fanatics, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you don't go to something like Astroworld if, you know, you're not a music lover and love Travis's music and other artists that were on the festival. So that's like our kind of people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like stuff like that hits home because I've been to plenty festivals and I've been to some where they like people pass out and, you know, people die. Like I was at EDC 2010 in LA.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Where all that happened and you know, they took the festivals away from LA for years. You know what I'm saying? That's why they were all like in San Bernardino. And then I went to pay dues myself, like 2013. I was in the crowd watching Odd Future. Mm-hmm. And Odd Future had the same effect on people that Travis does now. Mm-hmm. The rage, the punk culture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't know what you're getting yourself into when you get in a crowd like that sometimes.
Right.
I'm not like the type that's going to be raging and shit like that. That was never my style. But I liked Odd Future. So I'm sitting there. And then also I want to watch Dipset after.
Yeah.
You know, these are stages that have like multiple acts. You know what I'm saying? So I was in the crowd and out of nowhere, the minute the Odd Future music came on, everybody rushed the stage.
Mm.
Everybody goes up like, I don't know, 300 feet.
Trying to get as close as they can.
Yeah, everybody. So the people behind me rush, the people in front of me rush.
Yeah.
And I had no control over where I was going.
Yeah.
It literally felt like I was in the water
and
I was like drowning.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't breathe and I couldn't go where I wanted to go.
It felt like I was sinking. Choice. Yeah.
And you know, you just get squished and I start like to panic. I'm like, yo, where's the homies? I was just with 3 of my homies. They're all gone now. I can't see none of them. I'm looking for help. I'm asking people to help me. I'm literally like, yo, help me. Like, I think I can't breathe. You know what I'm saying? People are looking at me. It's every man for themselves in that type of situation. People are looking at you like, shit, well, I don't want to look like him. I don't want to help. If I might help him, something might happen to me. I might get stomped or like, you know what I'm saying? So I had somebody help me like crowd surf. I crowd surfed all the way to the front. And then somebody tried to steal my Jordans on the way up. But after that, they pulled me out of the crowd and I went to the side. And I was just like, whew, like, yo, I almost died. Like, I literally felt like
you
that.
You felt the like. The anxiousness,
the not being able to breathe, the helplessness, all of that. I've never got like to get in large crowds after that.
Right.
You know, it's like it's a traumatic moment. Definitely. And I'm sure all those people felt a similar way.
I could speak for, like, I've been to rock shows and ska shows.
Yeah.
The minute you fall, the person that's right behind you stops the whole thing.
Yeah.
And everybody just stops for you. Like, yeah. Nobody.
That's how it needs
and
to be.
And everybody that's even around the mosh pit picks you up. Right. If you have a shoe, there's the person that grabs your shoe while mosh pits around with your shoe up so you could see your shoe.
Right.
Like, so I can't. I've been.
I didn't know none of that.
I think in general, festivals.
Yeah.
And festival culture
have some type of code.
Should have something, some type of protocol. Their form of what to do in a fire, what to do in an earthquake, or whatever. Like what to do when you feel distress, right?
Exactly.
And then there's also like the like it's again that mass amount of people is insane to even just be looking for that, right?
Facts,
but there has to. That's why I look at it like, what's the solution?
I think
what's the solution? Because I don't know that no festivals is the solution.
Yeah.
What is the cry for help? Because I'm sure people were crying for help. People were yelling.
For sure,
people were doing whatever they could to ask for help.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is that like? What's the? I was thinking like, what if they get their phones and do if we Morse code like bleep like. I don't know. Morse code is like, but you could do it with flashes, like, or even, something that can show. Like, I can't speak for myself, but here's like a fucking flare in the sky.
I think a crowd of that many people in general is pretty unsafe across. Yeah. Like, I feel like there should be more dividers. Like, okay, 300 people fit here, and then there's an exit for you guys right over here. After that, there's 300 more people over here instead of a sea of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it might impact the experience, but at the same time, it's like, it's going to be safer for everybody.
I've never been to, like, a crazy hip-hop show like that. I did see J. Cole at the, in the Eric, what is it?
Aaron Style.
Aaron Style.
Yeah.
And it was crowded. You did kind of feel like a little cramped. Mm-hmm. But obviously, his type of music is a little more, like,
mellow.
Rap and vibe. But it did feel even, so I can only imagine an artist that's, like, at his level now.
Yeah.
Like, just the fan base is amazing. Obviously, he's an amazing fan base. But, like I said, things happen and just, I don't know. I'm with hopefully, like I said, like, hopefully, there's solutions to maybe where there could be, like, now every time you buy a ticket, like, there could be something like an app where you can, like, it could signal people, like, just like an AirDrop type of thing where, like, the minute you press this, everybody gets it on their phone, like, kind of like an Amber Alert. And, you know, who knows? So
but
maybe
something where it connects to. Not even the people around you, but the stage.
Yeah, the stage. Yeah.
Like, the stage, and it, like, could, because it could automatically just shut the audio down or some shit. Like, if this happens to, and it's, like, you might get interruptions, right?
Yeah.
But you also might save lives, you know? So, I don't know. There's I'm sure there's these conversations happening. But, you know, someone tweeted about something similar that happened in hip-hop.
Uh-huh.
And I never knew this happened. So, I guess in 1991... When Puff Daddy, before he was an exec, he was a label exec. He was before he was like the artist. They did like a celebrity basketball game in New York somewhere, right? And the promoters oversold tickets. So they knew they reached cap and they kept selling. The day comes, the people come, hundreds of people are left out because there's no room for them. And those people are pissed because they paid money, they want to be in there. The celebrity basketball game goes from, like, with rappers of the time, like Heavy D and Dougie Fresh and shit. But the mob outside is fucking pissed. So they start breaking windows. They start breaking in. They rush in, but they all topple over each other. And 9 people died. Like, because same thing, like, they're crushing each other. They're stampeding over each other. And they found Puff Daddy liable for that and Heavy D liable for that. And at the time, I'm rewatching history because everyone's pointing fingers. It's the promoter for being greedy. It's the people for acting crazy. It's the venue for whatever. It's the police for not, like, and that's the same shit that's happening now. Like, clearly it's tragic and we're all kind of, like, losing our heads of who did what and why. And it's, like, there's so many variables and a lot of them went wrong.
Yeah.
You know? And it's, like, this, super worst case scenario. And that's why it's, like, it's crazy the shit. It's kind of, like, the snowball effect.
Yeah.
I don't think those people inherently wanted to, like, kill people or die.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they were in that moment thinking of one thought and didn't think of the catastrophic, like, ending that could happen.
I do remember hearing about that.
Yeah, and that was a trip to me because I legit had never heard about that, and that was before.
Somebody spoke about it, like, on, like...
I saw it on Twitter, like, some... Oh, okay.
Or
And then Diddy, I guess they said, like, after that, he went through, like, a really dark time, because clearly that's people dead on your head.
Yeah.
You know, like, if, God forbid, like, if we had done the live show and it was standing room. And this is shit that I'm starting to think. Mm-hmm. It was people were standing. Imagine some shit happened and mm-hmm. we would, even if we felt like we did everything right or we, like, talked to a venue or whatever, yeah. it'd be on us.
Yeah.
You know, like, all of that shit runs through my mind. Like, how possible
yeah.
it is. And it's so sad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's super sad.
I think
sad.
Above all, like, you know, like you said, I think you're right. When we could all, like, point fingers to mm-hmm. everybody and everything. But the thing to focus on, that there was a loss of lives in this tragedy.
Yeah, you know? Super tragic. And
prayers out to the
young
families.
Life. Yeah. Young life.
Yeah.
And you know what else just trips me out? Like, that gen is the generation to put it on social media, talk about their... I think that's why we have so many, like, oh, shit, like, we're seeing it right in our face.
Yeah.
Because they're going straight to social media to talk about it, yeah. to post about it. And then we're reading it, and it's like we're there. Like, they talk about what they felt, what mm-hmm. they saw. I really don't look at the photos and videos because I don't want to traumatize my own mm-hmm. brain. But all of that, like, hits hard, and you get lost in this moment of, like, what would I do? Or, like, how, like, you get, yeah. like, totally overwhelmed by it.
For sure.
So I feel like this past week, that's been all of us. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I agree.
Crazy, like, hard lesson. And to our extended family over there in Texas and in Houston.
H-Town, prayers
yeah,
to you guys.
Y'all got our love.
I heard the mood out there is, like, very somber.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've seen tweets from, like, Yaya and, like, the homegirl yeah. Ashley that it's, like, nobody talked to me this week.
It's kind of like when Kobe died here.
Yeah. yeah. It's tragic. Because I'm sure it's only so many degrees of separation over there mm-hmm. to where it's like, if you know somebody that knows somebody that passed
you're
away,
directly
you're
involved, you're yeah.
and you're a music person, like, you just feel like shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's wild. I'm yeah. so sad now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's crazy that that's how we kicked off November, but I love that November has Thanksgiving in it because that helps us kind of, like, get into the holiday season.
Family day.
And, you know, I already put in my turkey order.
Yeah?
Because there's a shortage in turkeys.
So you're the reason there's a shortage?
No, I'm getting ahead of the curve. And it was like, it's like
how many did you order?
One. And it's like a Salvi panaderia.
Oh, so it's coming from yeah. Salvador?
They're going to put, like, no, Salvadorian
they're
going
to do
spices?
The juices so oh. that we don't have to do the pan con pavo.
So you're lazy?
It's just going to come. No, I'm efficient.
Okay, facts. Yeah. Right. I love it. I
want to place that same order.
Yeah, I'm going to send
us
you
a site.
The spot. You have to go in. This is one of those bakers. You have to go in person, pay cash, save the recibo. And come back before Thanksgiving and pick up your turkey.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. it's like little, so that when you get the cage for your kids back in the day.
Facts.
I feel it.
Just like that. But there's supposedly a turkey shortage because there's a shortage in labor. So, for example, one turkey farmer says that usually he raises about 60,000 turkeys a year, most of which are sold in November, and he usually brings in 100 temporary workers to help. But right now he has 7. So you got to think, if there's less people working, they're not as able to push out these turkeys in time for damn. Thanksgiving. So get your turkey orders in.
I ain't going to lie. You have to be a real good cook to cook real good turkey.
Yeah, I've never,
not everybody yeah. could cook turkey.
I've never tried. I never probably will.
I've done it. Though. That's why I'm okay getting this bakery. Papa,
he wanted the thing, but you went back and he was like,
sorry. It's just the Salvi turkey is a lot. It's kind of like a mole, its own type of mole. The actual sauce. It's like you have to bring in those little leaves, some seeds, like all of that goes into it.
You think the turkey mole is complicated like the woman?
Turkey mole?
You think the turkey, because you said, like, the turkey mole is a little harder?
Yeah. Well, mole period is hard. Okay, you know, like, the sauce
but
of mole?
You feel like the way the... Okay, never mind. Yeah, I think yeah. I heard it wrong, but okay.
I'm saying, like, the Salvi turkeys for Thanksgiving, it has the sauce on it
it's
is
extra.
As intricate as, like, a mole sauce.
Okay, like the women.
Yes. Yes, the women.
Yes, I love Salvi women.
Yeah. How do you like your turkey?
I was curious to know how far that was going to go. I felt like you were going to say, like, is it juicy? Like,
no.
Or is it dry?
Like, I was thinking about them being complicated.
What the
beautiful.
Stuffing look like.
Yeah.
You feel me? How does it feel? Like, no, I was thinking about love, you know? And the turkey of the love. I mean, anyways.
My boy, Duno wants to make love to a turkey.
Right? No, wait, what?
A Salvadorian one.
See, and you were trying to protect him this whole time.
I know, yeah, God. To know you on the edge right now, boy. Me and Letty holding back, boy. To know me and Letty. Ready, Jeep. We got a 30 clip extendo banana, boys.
How do you like your turkey, though?
I've only had it like once or twice, and it was fire. I like the
Thanksgiving.
I like, yeah, for Thanksgiving.
So
I like,
what do you usually get?
Like jamon. They usually make jamon. And I think, I mean, obviously it's turkey, like, you know, that's the traditional thing. But I think as Latinos, I think everybody just brings a dish that they're really good at making. Yeah. So usually somebody just makes like some like fire, like sopa or like a spaghetti. And then Fuyeta has the espagueti. Like
espagueti.
And then just somebody usually kills it. I think like me, I'm a big fan of like the sweet ham.
I love
Even the turkey, I like when the turkey, like, because I like, I prefer dark meat over like white meat. So that's how I would like my turkey. Like,
I don't even know the difference, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, what's like dark meat is white? Like,
no, I know, but I get that they're different colors, but it's like, why one is better than the other?
I'm not sure. Yeah.
I think dark meat's closer to the bone.
So?
Oh, yeah.
Blood.
No, but like, does that make it?
Like, yeah, like a little more juicier.
Oh, okay.
I think from what I know from Pollo Loco, dark meat's like the juicy shit, and then like thigh meat is more. I mean,
white
fuck
meat.
You, fuck it. White meat's a little more healthier. But yeah, I like my shit. Like,
oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So white meat is pretty. Yeah. White meat's really healthy. For what I know. But yeah, I like the like sweet juicy type shit. Turkey.
And you like?
I really don't like my turkey to be dry. Like that's like I hate that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's anywhere though. Can you put sauces on turkey?
Yeah, gravy. People put gravy.
Gravy, yeah. Oh. Yeah, but my grandma and, like, my pops, like, they get down cooking the turkeys. My tias, like.
Damn, you're going to have to make them. That's fire.
Yeah, they get down. And then, yeah, like, my dad or, like, my grandma will bring, like, potato salad and then stuffing. Definitely, my dad is, like, really good at making ham. I don't know why.
Mm. God,
like, super good at making super, like, honey ham and all that. Like, he gets down.
Oh, my God.
My tia makes cheesecake. Super fire.
Damn.
Dang, your family be getting a bunch of chefs.
When they're functional, when they get along, like, yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Does your mom cook?
My mom cooks, yeah. My mom cooks, yeah.
I like how you mentioned everybody but his mom. Like,
no, it's just like sometimes.
Oh, the Thanksgivings are separate?
Yeah, Thanksgivings are kind of separate.
Sorry,
you know what I'm saying? It's okay. So you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's important for. I hate when people try to experiment on Thanksgiving. Like, don't do that. Like, don't ruin our shit just because you want to be a chef all of a sudden. Like, experiment 2 days before just so you can try it out or something.
Yeah.
But that's all you do, the honey ham, and then that's it? I mean, that is clearly, right?
Yeah, I've done the KFC chicken on Thanksgiving before. But I've never really, like, seen somebody cook a full-blown turkey. I've never seen at least in my house. My mom's never cooked it.
Mm.
But for sure, I've been to a tia's house and they got down with it. Down.
Yeah.
What about you, Leti?
Well, we stick to the pan con pavo. Usually we do cook it. I think that having the babies does not allow me. Like,
because
even today,
it's so much
I was
prep
making,
before, right?
Today I was making spaghetti before I left the house. And my, like how Angie's dad makes spaghetti. Angie, shout out to your dad. Angie taught me her family recipe of spaghetti.
Gas?
Yeah, super gas.
Spaghetti?
And I know it sounds easy, but it's like it's its own shit.
Yeah.
I'll bring some next time. I'll feed us.
Okay.
Brown bag, Nick. Did we brown bag him for nothing?
It's okay. It wasn't his fault, but no, it was.
It was my fault.
Oh, okay.
But I gave you guys half my sandwich.
Oh, that is true.
True.
But off camera, so fuck off. Yeah. He didn't give a shit.
What didn't it say?
Angie's dad's recipe.
Oh, yeah. But while I'm doing that, the boys are, like, tugging at me. And it's not like they can't go do other things. They're just so attached to me.
Yeah.
Like, one of them just wants to sit right there while I'm cooking, and that's dangerous. And then the other one's just like, Mom, like, pay attention to me. And I'm
like, have mamitis.
Yeah, facts. So it's really tough. And I know, like, come Thanksgiving, I'm going to have already a lot to do. That's also Jorge's birthday.
Mm.
So I have a lot of shit. You guys know me. I fucking plan parties and
great
and all
host,
that
by
shit.
The way.
Yeah,
so thanks. Yeah, that's going to... Don't fucking shame me for getting a pre-juiced turkey, fool.
No, I wasn't shaming you for that.
You actually were.
No, I wasn't. I'm with the being working smarter, not harder. I'm with the you...
So you could, yeah, but usually...
Fuck on a lie to us and say you cooked it.
And pan con pavo, it's funny because it looks like a torta.
Mm-hmm.
Facts, but it's not.
But it's not a torta.
I have so much shit hanging out of it.
That's exactly how the thing looks.
Yeah.
That's how the little bad looks.
Yeah, facts. That shit is gas.
And it's always one big ass stem for no reason.
I don't know what it's called, watercress, or it's like some weird like name of the plant, or that's in it. The,
yeah, we all love it. November, but you for sure love November a little extra this year.
Well, it's my birthday.
Okay. Hey. Come on, everybody.
I feel so nervous. I feel like it's weird.
Fucking let these on the radio.
Yeah. I'm...
Power, what's up, perritos? What's up, fool?
So starting Thursday, this will probably drop Friday. Starting yesterday, I'm going to be the new morning show host. Yeah, it's weird to even say.
Welcome back, guys. Good morning. My name is Letty.
I know that, like, you know, for everybody that doesn't know, people, like, radio personalities do not control the music at all.
Right.
They have nothing to do with
it. So don't get mad at Letty.
Yeah. But is, like, have you asked them if, like, maybe you can, like, play something right before?
Like, well, your own I know, song? Like, it's going to be really, really cool because we're switching shit up a lot of, like, how we're going to conduct the show.
Yeah.
And, like, as much as, like, we don't control, I already, like, they're allowing me to be, like, super creative input.
Fire.
And, like, there's an hour that's probably going to be my favorite hour, and y'all will hear why. And it's, like, you're going to hear and you'll be like, that's fucking Letty right there.
Yeah,
like,
thanks.
That's fucking dope that, like, she got that.
That's fire.
But I just think more than anything, I feel like it's so crazy. I promise you guys, no lie, you know those tunnels? Going from the 5 to through Dodger Stadium, like going mm-hmm. from the is it 101 or 110 to the 5?
Don't worry, that's the steepest curve.
Yeah, but like, and it's like four tunnels one after the other.
Yeah.
I kid you not, when I was little, I used to, from the start of one tunnel to the end of the other one, I would hold my breath and close my eyes and wish to be on air at Power 106. Like, I would do that even when I'm like, because I could hear, you know, you could hear when you're passing through each of them. Sometimes there's fucking traffic, like whatever. But I would do that anytime I had one of those little weeds that you blow. Mm. I would wish that anytime, like a birthday wish, I would fucking wish for that. Like, to me, it's like all, like low-key, like Slumdog Millionaire, like all the shit you went through is for this moment right here. And it's still just the beginning. I feel very like, okay, I know that this is, like, intended to be right here, right now. Like, I'm at this place for this reason. And it's just, I don't know, it's just me following God. Like, legit. Nice. Like, the way that it came together is crazy to me. Like, it's not, it's weird. It just came together how it did. And it's a lot of, I just look to God, like, oh, this is you. You know, like, we have those moments, like, oh, I see you. Like, I get what you're doing. And to me, there hasn't, not to me, but like in the history of Power 106, which is the history basically of LA hip hop radio, there hasn't been a female led morning show. And so that is insane.
Yeah.
Like,
real quick, would you be mad if I prank called?
Oh my God.
Ahora sí, bueno. Estoy llamando por los tickets del Disney. Sí. Okay, I'm not doing, but let me do my British one.
Okay.
Hello. All right, ready. Yeah. Just pretend you're on the phone with me. Hello.
What's up? Who's
Letty,
there?
I love you, mate. Oh, my God. Teddy, is that you? Big Teddy.
Big Teddy.
Big Teddy.
Big Teddy.
No, I said, hey, yo.
No, it's just really exciting.
I listen here, Letty, you fuck. I want some tickets, right? You're going to be like, call and help him.
Yeah.
But I'm for sure gonna prank her. Just know it's coming.
I'm
and I promise I won't curse.
That is, you just said big titty.
You said that. I said Teddy.
It just sat here. Yeah. Yep. You did.
Okay. I said Teddy. I just watch the replay.
And just like, I kind of want our audience to know, like, this does not mean that we're not gonna stop doing this.
Yeah, she's not leaving us.
They have been informed every step of the way.
Esas we've cosas made, de la vida.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, we made her promise us with the blood pact.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
But we all. Encourage that of each other to, like, facts. This fool's out here filming movies.
Yeah, facts. We're there's never been a time where we like go like, damn, you that's more important that. Than this. Like, fuck no. Like, bro, we're happy for Letty. Like, we're excited. We're all set our alarms.
Yeah.
We're gonna wake up that day and we're just gonna go crazy for you.
Yeah.
I low-key don't want you to do that. I want you to sleep.
Like, I'm gonna wake up and listen.
No, because
it would be too, like, it makes
morning,
me
right?
very embarrassed. Like,
for what?
I don't know, because it's you guys.
Growing up, what do you mean?
I don't know. It's just, I feel.
For you know, my older homies are like, yeah, she's back.
Shout out to Curly.
Shout out to Curly. Curly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No, but we're excited for you. I'm proud of you.
I'm so excited for you.
Just know we're excited for her. We're proud of her.
Yeah.
And, bro, you guys should be too. So please tune in, you guys. I know what's crazy that I see a lot of you guys be like, you guys be watching the show during like the afternoon. So if you go to work in that morning,
yeah,
just tune in with Letty. She's there from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
So 10, yeah. No, and yes. I know people are gonna ask the obvious question, like, why don't you guys go on in the mornings? And I just want you guys to know we've made very intentional moves. That's why we said that at the podcast. We're making very intentional moves. The guys know what my dreams are. I know what their dreams are, and we're each pursuing our dreams. Like, I don't know how to put it.
It's
like,
all
bro, nothing's stopping this shit. Just know that we are still like, they're both still parents. They both Letty has her own merch calendar. I'm on merch. Have my own shit going on.
A lot of people think of us as a collective.
Yeah,
and we are. But
we're
also individuals, and we do our own shit.
And that's what.
I do hella shit.
Yeah, facts.
Duno does hella shit. That's why we came together.
That's why the collective is a super collective. It's not a
no
average collector scrub shit. Like, nah, we killing shit. And
we're like the Lakers if they got along and won. Because they're fucking superstars, and, but these motherfuckers.
And I'm not Westbrook.
You're not either. You aren't either. No. You aren't either.
No, I felt like it was like a thing of like.
You're like LeBron. I'll give you LeBron.
I want to be Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah,
Carmelo's coming in close.
Yeah, I'll be AD. He's probably the youngest, a little more emotional. Yeah, I'll go. Oh, kill it.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're here.
Facts. We're proud of you, fool.
And we, like, just so you guys to be in on it, like, our goal as Brown Bag Podcast is to be the biggest podcast that we can be. Like, at the end of the day, that's what we're moving towards.
Yeah.
We want to set history as what we do as a podcast. Me, Letty, has always been, like, a radio nerd, radio junkie. Like, it's something that I'm pursuing. And we've made a lot of decisions together. So I know that's going to be asked, and that's why I wanted to answer it here. And yeah, like with you guys, like to me, you're my babies.
Yeah.
Like to me, like I have so.
We have to say it from our mouth. Like she did not go behind our back and
was
like do this. Yeah. And like, we've known from the very beginning and we've supported her. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Because like we've said, like Duno has his own dreams, like, you know, get more into acting. You know, I do my shit on the side, like with Rosecrans and everything on the media. It's we all have different directions. We go in individually, but we're still moving as a collective.
And then everything we do outside comes into this.
Yeah.
Like, it all pumps right back into here.
That's where the conversations, the stories, the different shit we have together is amazing. And that's what everybody behind the scenes, with Maximo killing the shit, what he does. Josh, fucking Jose, Angie, Kizimer,
Compton Juan,
going to school, going crazy, like
Kanye's stem player.
You feel me? Yeah. Just what you say?
He has a stem player.
I didn't even know.
He bought it from
Can
Kanye.
We see it?
Yeah. What is it? What does he have?
I did not even know this existed.
So it's like
fucking nerd. It's some nerd shit on.
Music,
it is
shit.
Fucking
music
dweeb.
Nerd shit.
Let me see.
It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah,
like,
wait, what is it?
Once you learn the concept,
so you can like.
When you look at it, you're like, that's nerd shit, right?
Okay.
A fucking frisbee.
Yeah.
No, look, it's a music player, right? But you can drop, can drop like drums from a song on here.
Okay.
You can like drop the vocals.
How the fuck you're making music?
And it's only Kanye music?
You can upload other songs, but it comes with the Donda album stems.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty sick.
So now what?
Move the light. Nick, kind of got it.
Just move this one all the way down?
So it's like if you were on a mixer board.
Yeah.
That's why it's called stem player, because every. Like, the drums are one stem. The vocals are another stem.
This is fire if you're, like, a super,
you
like...
You can isolate just
where'd
the...
Where'd you find this?
Listen, you can isolate Kanye just the vocals or just the drums, like, shit like that. You can repeat the sample is what I read. But, yeah.
Tempo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much did Kanye sell this for?
$200.
It was $200?
And it's reselling now.
Damn, I
kind
of want one.
Yeah.
I know, it's something you can have as, like,
How did you buy it, Compton Juan?
Someone gave it to me.
Oh, someone fire. So they know.
It was a trade.
Yeah. Not gonna talk
for
about
what?
It.
Don't let him start these rumors.
Well, I want to know why someone would give it to you.
Oh, it was a birthday gift.
When was your birthday?
Oh, his birthday just passed.
5th, Friday.
You motherfucker.
Oh my God! Happy birthday!
I did comment on your shit.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did comment on your shit. But I was kind of appalled. Like, damn, we could have done something.
You're a piece of shit, come to line.
Well, now we got to wait till next year.
Right. Oh,
bless
shit.
You.
Episode 21, you guys.
We love you guys.
Glad they were happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm happy for us. Yes. We grow together. There's no I in team. There's no me without them. There's no them without me.
Facts.
Him without us. Like, all of that is... We run as a pack. It's kind of like you can't choose who your family is. Well, fuck it. Like, yeah. Fast and Furious, dog.
Yeah,
fast
facts.
Family sticks together.
Like, everybody has a job, and we're killing it at what we do.
Yeah. And we're all elevating. That's the dopest part. Yeah. It's like... And I want to take a moment to acknowledge, like, let these uncommon path to the radio, morning radio, like, for you to, like, step away on your own terms.
Yeah.
And then do your own thing and then have your kids. And then it's like now, and then you start a podcast with us.
Yeah, man.
And then it leads you back to radio. Like, that's so fire.
You know, what's a trip, though, too? Like, and not to get all, like, crazy, but, like, I'm not going to cry, sorry. it's just the Hot Cheetos. I think of this stuff and I'm like, damn, Nipsey would be proud, because that's the hustle way.
Yeah,
it's like having been signed to a label, then like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it my own way, and then a label approaching him about like their new partnership. That's how I feel.
You earned the shit.
Like I did all the corporate shit, and then I was like, nah, like I gotta go handle and find out who I am in this space, and that I have my own identity besides who I work for, and I do. And L.A. fucks with me, and hip-hop fucks with me. So now it's like, okay, she's the person to hit up. And that's what feels cool. It's like, no one can take that from you. No one can be more you than you. And that's what I've been like. I'm Letty, you know? So that's what's been cool. And I really feel like real hustlers get it, you know? Because that's what we have to do. We have to find a way to be ourselves and hustle in the world where, like, shit ain't built for that.
And there's no roadmap to any of this.
Hell no. It's built for conformity. Like, the roadmap is very easy to, like, here, go A, B, C, D, and just follow the direction.
Most people in your position would have, like, a lot of people, they leave, like, a major market. They go to, like, a smaller market.
Yeah.
And then they try to, like, get back. And their dream is to, like, get back to L.A. But, like, you just stayed 10 toes down in L.A. And said, I'm going to do it my way.
Yeah.
That's fire.
And we fucking love it!
Okay. And Duno's,
like, antsy. Mana
R. I'll be right. All
right.
If I'm going to have a sign... I'm Thursday in front of the...
You're not. Stop doing
it. Oh, let's go outside the window.
Hey, brother.
Oh, that'll be sick.
Like Big Time Rush, and just have a fucking poster.
They have a window. Like, she can look down. Like, turn around.
It's like TRL.
Let's
Thank you, episode 21. I think we're going to call this one Fact Check It, Bro, because we did a lot of fact checks.
Or Letty's going to
Power. Or Vic didn't bring his food, bro.
Letty's going to Power Food.